We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Talk a little Pelicans basketball. Ali Cosell, editor-in-chief, TheBirdWrites.com. Ali, how are you, man? The Pelicans preseason has been pretty exciting.
Well, you're undefeated. I mean, we haven't seen that in these parts. What, Ali, I don't know, if they have a complete undefeated preseason, what in the hell does that mean? Nothing or what?
Actually, I've looked at that stuff in the past, guys. I don't think they've ever had an undefeated season, but they've had a couple where they've either had one loss or two. And when you look over history, it actually is a good precursor of what the season is going to be about, especially when you're coming off a rough season. And suddenly a team shows a lot more potential, a lot more wins in preseason. They usually go on to have a really good season. So, don't want to get too excited because it is preseason, but guys, I mean, Zion is absolutely destroying the competition, and we already know the rest of this team, right? They're deep up and down that roster, so why not?
So, Ali, when you look at it, playing in Madison Square Garden, obviously, people say, oh, I want to go see Zion, kind of like LeBron, wherever they play. I mean, does he play a half, or how much do you think Coach Gentry, and as far as his strategy going into the regular season, as far as how he treats this game, is the second half is basically like that last preseason game of football or what?
No, actually, usually it's the other way around, especially with Gentry. In past years, he's always made that last preseason game kind of like a regular season game.
Oh, wow.
So the rotations we'll see, I think, for at least the first three quarters, it's going to be what we're going to likely see during that first week of the regular season. How he finishes the game, I don't know yet. Because, as you know, we've got a pretty deep team, so he's got a lot of choices. But, again, I'm fully expecting, you know, Drew Holiday to play more minutes than he has all preseason. Same with the other main guys.
Ali, right now, what you've seen in the preseason, what are some takeaways?
Oh, how much time do you guys have? it's a lot, man.
Give me your top two. Give me your top two.
Yeah, okay. Top one, you got to mention Zion right off the bat. I just recently was curious to see how NBA rookies, you know, the elite guys, like the Blake Griffins, the LeBrons, how they've done in their rookie preseasons. And nobody, guys, has scored as many points and had such a high field goal percentage as Zion Williamson.
Whoa.
I think this guy's going to be the real deal. I think he's going to take the league by storm, and we're just going to be witnesses. As for the rest, you've got to point to the depth, I guess. I mean, you've got Drew Holiday, who's literally coasting to incredible numbers. You've got Nikhil Alexander-Walker, and let's face it, the Pels might have the two most, you know, impactful rookies this season on the same team, right? I know John Morant's going to be good in the Grizzlies, but they're going to be a terrible team. So, honestly, Nikhil could end up number two in rookie balloting at the end of the year.
Ali, right now, a bit of a controversy going on with LeBron James. He stepped in it about China.
I hate it. Look, there was no reason for him to assert anything now, especially, was it 7-10 days after, you know, it initially happened. And for him to say something now, it looks terrible because he's calling out Daryl Morey. He's calling him uneducated. He's talking to making
LeBron's uneducated. LeBron doesn't know history. LeBron's uneducated, taking on the side of communism. Come on.
Bobby, I fear it might be even worse. I think he actually came out in front of all the people for one reason alone, and that was his own pockets. He talked like an owner. He honestly sounded like an owner, and that scared me. For a guy that's always stood for social injustice, right, suddenly to do a 180 and do what he did yesterday, it's unforgivable in my book.
Ali, I tell you, you hit it right on the head. And listen, if you truly just look up, you can see Hong Kong's history, a British colony, and all of a sudden – in China, and how it's supposed to be a slow process. But when all of a sudden, that when he talks about Daryl Morey, that I believe he wasn't educated on the situation at hand, and he spoke, and then when he made this statement, and I think for me personally, for any of you guys who know me or always cover me, you know that when I speak about something, I'm speaking about something I'm very knowledgeable about. This is the worst thing LeBron has ever said. He sounded like he has no freaking clue what's going on over there. All it is bottom line is money. That's the only reason why
that's why we know that's it. Yeah. Bobby. That's why we know that's why it is, because of how bad he did sound, how he did sound so uneducated on the matter, and why it came so late. There was no reason for him to say it now other than he felt that pressure. I've got to protect my pocketbook. There's a pressure, you know, from China, from our market.
Right.
And, you know, he got it from all sides. So
just stay out of it.
I hate it.
I mean, his best thing to do would have been just stay out of it.
That's what he was doing for the longest. That's why, you know, James Harden the other day, right? He refused to answer anything on it. The best thing for NBA players is to sit on the sidelines and to come out against democracy, against freedom of speech. And like I said, it's just so blatantly obvious. It is about the bottom dollar, man, just making a buck. It's the worst look possible.
Yeah, and when you look at the future, if you truly human rights and freedom of speech, how can you not be a pro-Hong Kong? I mean, listen, communism has failed. It has not worked. It has not worked in Cuba, Venezuela. You go look what's in North Korea, wherever it's been, it has not worked. And then you look at even China, somewhat, you know, when you look at how successful that country is, that almost somewhat of a different version of a capitalistic business model, but you don't have any human rights. If you say some, you just disappear. Come on, how about the guy standing in front of the tank, Tiananmen Square, 1989? Where's that guy? He's probably in the ground, or you never heard from him again.
Yeah, I'll never forget that Time picture, right on the cover of cover of Time. But yeah, look, China is such an economic powerhouse, and to see everybody bending, and that includes the NBA, that includes LeBron James.
10% of their revenue, Ollie.
Yeah,
10% of their revenue.
I know, it's awful.
Ollie, let's get back to the Pelicans if we can. So you said that the preseason is often in the NBA a pretty good indicator as to how the season could play out. Completely opposite, really, in the NFL, or really you can't draw any conclusions in the NFL. So should that ramp up the excitement level that is already built up pretty strong for the Pelicans?
I think it should, but you know what? It's hard to imagine New Orleans getting any more excited. You guys hear it probably every day on the radio, and you get callers. You're talking more about the Pelicans every day. I hear it out and about. I think unless this team gets off to like a 5-0 or 10-0 start, it's hard to imagine, you know, them being more excited. But that being said, let's see them get off to that good start, because we've seen great flashes in every preseason game. We've seen where they have the number one offense. You want excitement? You want to see high-flying stuff? The Pelicans have athletes, and they score. So, yeah, this is going to be the most exciting team, I think, that we've ever seen here in New Orleans since they first arrived in 2002.
Now, Ollie, obviously, football season, look at the success of Tulane, LSU, the Saints. Right now, we're not even at Halloween yet. But all of a sudden, then you got Thanksgiving, you got Christmas, and then I think we get more involved. But I think if the Pelicans get off to a fast start, what I mean, I say fast start, I don't know, a dozen games. So where do you think they'll be after 10 or 12 games? You think the fan base will be ecstatic and on board and say, God, I don't have enough days in the week. I'm supporting this and that. I want to be involved.
Right.
But what do you think? How important is it to get to the fast start and keep this momentum rolling?
Bobby, first of all, you're scaring the heck out of me. We're going about to jinx maybe how well Louisiana sports are, professional and college, are both doing right now. So I'm afraid to answer it. But look, I'll be honest. They've got a tough schedule. It's at like 15 or 16 of their first 20 games are coming against playoff caliber teams. So honestly, personally, I'm just hoping to see something around 10 and 10. You know, I would live with that. You would live with a team that honestly has shown no cohesion on the defensive end so far in preseason. Yeah, I know they've won every game, but it's come down to the wire, and they've usually had to beat second and third groups. And I'm talking about reserves off the bench in order to secure those wins. That's not going to happen in a regular season. So I think you got to dial back the expectations. But again, I think that excitement, that fun, some really great wins are going to happen in that first quarter of the season.
Ollie, I'm pumped. And my expectations aren't, hey, playoffs are bust. I mean, this is an organization that has been completely rebuilt, almost from top to bottom in every way. I just want a Pelicans basketball game on a Saturday night in the Smoothie King Center and then a Saints game on Sunday. I mean, this city, I think, would be so cool to see how alive this city would be on the sports front. And then you have an LSU game that day as well, and maybe it's a late tip and it's an early kickoff for LSU and a late tip for the Pelicans. I think you could just gobble it all up.
I think it's going to happen. And look, here's the most beautiful part. Suddenly this Pelicans whole franchise, suddenly they're outgoing. suddenly they're kind of mimicking the Saints, right? Where the players are being vocal, where they're showing up at, you know, the other sporting venues. You don't understand, for those that haven't followed Pelicans basketball in the past, how this team was never out there publicly, how these players weren't supporting other, you know, franchises, like I said, Tulane, LSU, you name it. These guys are. So that's going to make this all even more sweeter. That's going to make these fans latch on to all these guys a lot quicker.
Now, Ali, I know Coach Gentry mentioned this, and I want to read this text also because I think it's right on. It's from 2090. I'm excited, but realistically, haven't been they've been behind in 3 out of 4 games when the starters were in, and I know Coach Gentry talked about getting off to a slow start. Do you take that into consideration? No, great comebacks. I'm glad you could come back, but we haven't come out the gate like I think Coach Gentry wants the team to.
No, you're 100% right, and that's what I was kind of alluding to. You got to dial it back a little bit with these expectations at the start of the season. Yeah, I mean, look, the defense has been just terrible. These starters have been outplayed in first quarters in every game but the first one against the Atlanta Hawks. And as we know, they're probably not going to be a playoff team. So, yeah, even though you got Drew, you got Zion doing great things, the other guys haven't really been there. You know, Lonzo's been hit or miss. Brandon Ingram, he's coming back from not touching a basketball for 5 months. So he gets the leeway, but again, don't expect him to be the guy that he's going to be about 40 games from now. And guys, the biggest worry for me is Derek Favors. He has not looked that rim defending, that assault down low on the paint like he has with the Utah Jazz so far in our preseason. I think that injury, he had a hammy, some kind of problem at the start of this preseason, and I think it's still affecting him because he's looking slow out there.
Ali Cosell, editor-in-chief, thebirdwrites.com. Good stuff as always, Ali. Thanks, man.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.